was somewhat lacking in that it just kind of cut off too early. And he had some stories to tell about action, part of Pegasus that was very, very important to him.
Well, of course, you know, Pegasus, you know, my only thoughts about Pegasus really was the fact that, you know, when they invited the army into that thing, you know, I mean, that was, you know, I didn't even like it. I don't think many of the people up there did, you know, because it was the army going to be doing the thing, you know, coming to rescue the Marine Corps. And, I mean, you know, it's nice that it worked out the way it did, you know, and they did. But, I don't know, when they talked about Operation Pegasus, you know, going to save the Marines at Quezon and everything, you know, and I didn't particularly like that at all. I personally didn't figure we needed to be saved. And I don't know, you know, I seen a picture.
Want to choose another cassette?
Why don't you try just this for the heck of it? Try another cassette just to see what happens.
Relative to the rescue, you know, I personally didn't want to be rescued, and the thing though that I did like about the thing was that it got us a lot of action, because at least one nine broke out of the compound, and the army units in the area came in and they started locating a lot of NVA, and that part was good. Well, we were able to break out of the compound. And that was during Pegasus, and it was a result of the actions coming up there. And the good thing relative to Pegasus was the fact that they cleared the highway, because, you know, leaving a place like that was probably the most scariest time of the whole deal, because once you leave and get on a truck, you're pretty defenseless. And we had 25 miles of road that was not very good, and certainly was a good chance of being attacked at any time on that road. And, you know, we could not have done that prior to Operation Pegasus. Like I say, I didn't want to be saved, and I didn't particularly want to be saved by the Army at all. It was all necessary in order for this thing to work. And, you know, of course, I told you earlier, I have a friend who was in the 1st Air Cav, and you know, we have many good chats about Operation Pegasus and different operations that we were both involved in Vietnam. And,
any friction between the two services?
Well, you know, I saw one picture of Quezon, and I forget where I saw this picture of the Army coming in there and Marines standing there throwing peanut butter cans at them. And I kind of enjoyed that, because I think that's the way it ought to be. But it wasn't, there's nothing serious about it, just good, wholesome Army-Marine Corps rivalry. And I think that's positive. I don't think that's negative at all. I think we're supposed to have reactions of that nature. So I wasn't out there, or I might have thrown a peanut butter can. I don't know.
What's the symbolism of the peanut butter can, or is it just any can?
Well, no, of course the peanut butter. I mean, people just can't eat sea ration peanut butter. I mean, most of the time it will not mix and will not spread. So. I mean, it's not good for anything else, so you might as well throw it at somebody.
That's good. I'm glad I asked. See, I ran into trouble because I liked, the ham, the sliced ham. I liked that. Everyone hated it.
Well, I liked ham and limas.
Yeah, and ham and limas, everyone hated that, and I loved it. If you heated it up, if it was cold, it was terrible. Well, and the peanut butter I liked. So.
Oh, yeah, if you got it, you could mix.
Yeah.
But, you know, after... 3 months of eating
that
peanut butter gets pretty old. Well, you know, in Korea, I loved sausage patties, and nobody would eat sausage patties.
Were they in cans?
Yeah.
Oh, I never had that. I had the tuna in macaroni, tuna and noodles.
I didn't like tuna, but they had some good stuff back then. I mean, they had some stuff that they had chicken and vegetables, and that was good.
I think I did have that when I was in the PLC way, way back, and they still give it out the cream. Listen, is there anything that we've left out or that you'd want to add?
Probably, but I can't.
Yeah. Well, it'd be other opportunity, you know, some other time in the fall to come back. I sincerely appreciate this. I assure you that the Marine Corps thinks that this is a project which is in the Marine Corps' interest, and they've given us a tremendous amount of help. And I think it's an important project. I think it's an understanding of, you know, a major historic event, the war, can only be handled. Let's examine parts of it.
Why are you doing this?
Why am I doing it? Because I'm, I would say, number one, I had a considerable amount of flack given me for being a Marine, former Marine lieutenant and captain, infantry captain, when I came back here to the United States. And I was irritated because it seemed to me that I'd done what was proper, what was moral, and what was responsible, whereas I was accused of doing exactly the opposite in each case. And many of the people who were getting a kind of warm glow because they were being so moral were actually avoiding their civic duty. So that's number one. And number two is I'm also interested in how movies and television and other visual media teach us how to see things. And, you know, the thing is that the Vietnam War is called the television war. Everyone saw exactly what happened because they saw it on TV. Well, the interesting thing is they did see things on television, but it wasn't necessarily exactly what happened. So that's, in you know, in a nutshell, that's my interest.
Well, I didn't know what you're doing. It's some project for your doctorate or something.
Oh, no, I got a PhD and all that.
Oh, yeah.
This is a hopefully going to be a...
as you know...
Hopefully it's going to be a 90-minute movie.
I think I've already expressed, you know, how enthused I am with your project.
Your letter took a lot of effort, and I appreciate it.
You know, I kept thinking I was skimping on that letter. I couldn't stop. You know, I kept wanting to write more and more.
That was excellent, and this was excellent, and I hope you'll allow me the option to come back at a later date. Mm-hmm. But essentially, Bill, just so you see the dimensions of the thing, we're aiming for a 90-minute film called Television's Vietnam, and we'll focus on Khe Sanh and a couple of other events. And so we're talking about something that we think, if it went into theatrical distribution, might, you know, be around with the Deer Hunter and other things like that. So we may be just two of us around, but there's support for this, and there's for production and all this. And so we have to start somewhere. I started with the paper, trying to put things together, but we already have interviewed General Westmoreland and, you know, people in government and the press.
Is Lowndes still in the service?
No, he's a works for a bank in D.C. somewhere.
And when you said in Washington, that's
yeah.
why I wanted to
yeah, right. No, he's no longer. He retired as a full colonel.
That's a full colonel.
I believe he was passed over.
Must have been. Because normally they give a token retirement.
Yeah, I think he was passed over.
I brought that up. That's one of the topic we didn't mention is the rats.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to say something about that? I forgot to. No, that's good.
Because that, you know, that also led to, you know.
Let's talk about it.
It was a problem. The rats were a problem, but it was also very humorous, you know, the ways that they combated the rats, because they were just humongous. You know, they would get big. I mean, some of them get, you know, 12, 18 inches long. We had no place to dispose of our garbage. We had to dispose of it right outside the compound. We'd take it in trucks out there, and then they'd burn it. But, they couldn't stay out there and burn it a lot of times. They just had to set it afire and then get out of there because, you know, you'd get killed burning trash, too. And so the rats got to be a real problem, especially on the hills, because they, too, didn't have a way to get rid of their trash, you know. So, eating sea rations and opening a can and letting your crackers and everything lay around, and it attracts the rats. And we just had rats all over the place. And one of them, of course, this article talks about using peanut butter, putting poison in peanut butter, and killing the rats in that manner. But down in one of the bunkers, they had a bunker down there, and they set up a Bangalore No, not a Bangor torpedo. What the heck is that? Personnel deal that stands up?
Claymore
mine. They set up a Claymore mine in the bunker and had all this stuff where they knew the rats would go, and they detonated that Claymore mine in the bunker and killed rats with it, using the Claymore mine to kill rats with. And but you know, we did have something I don't understand about the rat. We had people bitten by rats, and it wasn't no big deal. They came down, they got their shots, they did not lose any time off duty. They'd work, go get their shot, come back, go to work. And it wasn't any particular big deal. And I don't understand, you know, all this big deal they're making over this rabies deal out in El Paso. But we certainly didn't, and we never had anybody come down with rabies, although we had numerous people bitten by rats. But you'd have to do everything to protect your food if you had it open to keep it away from the rats. You know, they had ammo boxes, they'd bolt them, you know, put it in ammo boxes to keep the rats from getting their food. Because you did get lots of care packages from the States with good food, you know, other than sea rations. But that's about all I got to say about that.
Anything about people being, you know, asleep or being disturbed by them in their sleep?
Oh, yeah. Well, that happened quite frequently. In fact, that's normally how everybody got bit. They were asleep, and they'd feel the rat on them, and they'd make a quick move or something, and the rat would bite them. Because the rat, you know, was just afraid of them as they were of it. So. Because we had the one man that I had, he was a scout observer with up on Hill 950, the big observation hill up there. the only one I had got bit was an observer up there, and he was in a bunker, and he made a quick move and a rat bit him. They were sure something to think about it. I'm sure, you know, I've heard them scratching around in the bunkers I was in. Of course, I was always in a bunker with a lot of people. But if you were in a bunker where there wasn't a lot of people moving around and a lot of action and everything, they were more heavily around because, you know, the noise would scare them away. But I've heard them scratching around. And it gives you some uneasy thoughts. Well, should I go to sleep or shouldn't I?
Disturbed about the Claymore mine, that's great.
I tell you, that was something else. When I heard about that, you know, I'm sure, you know, everybody in there went deaf, you know, from the explosion. Not sure it's what Marines will do, just to, you know, liven things up a little bit.
Good. Well, I think we'll stop there.
All righty.
But this has been great, and
well, I certainly
really appreciate it. And I want to show you, I think this is a very important project, and
well, I'm ready.
We hope we do a job that's worthy of it.
I'm sure we will.
And Marine Corps provide us with a great number of tapes. But there are many things about, as I say, the personal, particular side of things which we can't really get off the official tapes because that was not the purpose of the question.
Well, the only question I had relative to what I said was that firecracker stuff, because I'm not sure about what that
I understand. Well, I will ask.
For,
you know, they'll know one way or another.
I had thought of asking around here, but I'm sure there's nobody here that can answer. And it had to come from that place, Marine Corps. I mean, it was classified confidential then, and I don't know whether it is today
Sure.
or not. I mean, I don't know.
I suspect that it isn't, but, you know, with the new laws and so on, practically nothing is confidential as it bears on particular foreign policy stuff. But Bill, thanks so much. Really, really appreciate it. We're going to have to go on to our next, we got another interview in about 20 minutes.